Morning, this is Heart Breakfast with Jamie Theakston and Harriet Scott. Hanging on the line, waiting to say hello, is a guest that I believe I'm right in thinking that we've never had on the show before, H.
Is it Keith Harris and Orville?
No, they've been on. Well, one of them. One
Take
of them.
That.
They were here a month ago. They were the dirty blokes. Remember them?
I don't know then.
He is the star of the only Christmas special that matters this year.
Is it Alan Davis
no.
from the Jonathan Creek Christmas
Keep going.
Special? Gromit from Wallace
no.
and Gromit.
David Tennant is here.
Hey!
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm all right, thanks, yeah.
Good.
Well, how's your back?
Well, you know, it's been better.
Yeah, I mean, are you speaking to us lying on your back? Are you mobile?
No, I'm mobile. I'm up and about. I had this. I had a little bit of spinal surgery just over a week ago now.
Gosh.
But I'm getting better. I'm up and about. I can shuffle around. I can you know, I can even walk up and down the street a little bit. But it's I've got to take it a little bit easy for a while.
Yeah, and I mean, when do you see yourself back on stage in Hamlet?
I don't know. I think it's usually about 6 weeks to recover from this, apparently, my surgeon tells me. But we're still optimistic I might make it back before the end of Hamlet, which is the 10th of January.
Is there any way you could do Hamlet in a chair? I'm guessing that hasn't been done before.
It's not great for sword fights.
No.
that's the only disadvantage to that.
So we're all very excited about the Doctor Who Christmas special tomorrow.
Of course, how could you not be?
Now, also, the Doctor doesn't really have an assistant at the moment. I mean, I can run fast and shout, Doctor, using a range of emotions.
It's not as easy as it might seem. There's a whole, you know, you have to be able to shout Doctor in a lot of very subtle and different ways.
Is there a height issue? Do you have to be a certain...
No, we can, we've had all sorts of heights.
Billy Piper wasn't very tall.
That's true.
Billy's taller than you think, you know.
Oh, here we go.
Freema was
I thought she was
tall.
One of mine.
Freema had to do the whole thing in high heels, God bless her, which is a bit tough when you're doing lots of running around.
Yeah.
I can imagine. Time travel in heels must be quite something.
Mm.
So listen, I'm guessing this is the question you must get asked more than any other, but we were just in the studio just now trying to work out who our favourite Doctor was of all time. I have to say, your name did come up.
I can't believe you're suggesting there was any competition here when I'm on the phone to you.
So rude,
you
isn't
do,
it?
Apart
how rude?
I know, but apart from Sylvester McCoy, who would be your all-time favourite Doctor?
Oh, do you know, I love them all.
Mm.
I love them all.
I thought I wasn't going to get
grew
a straight
up with, isn't it? The ones that I grew up with were Tom Baker and then Peter Davison, I suppose.
There's lots of talk about who's going to be next, obviously. Mm. Is my 20 quid safe on Patterson Joseph?
Well, considering that the Christmas special is called The Next Doctor and co-stars David Morrissey, maybe you want to rethink that.
Hmm. But is that actually going to... I mean, I know there's a big clue in that, but
yes,
that, it's
that,
not
is,
as,
that is a hint.
Is it
but
as
it,
clear
maybe
as
that's
that?
A red herring.
I think it should be a woman.
Do you? Are you auditioning for that part?
Oh,
now?
My goodness. I'll take anything
I both,
can get.
I think. It's back on BBC One, 6 o'clock on Christmas Day. Can I ask you, David, where will you be spending Christmas?
With the family, down south, actually. I'm not going to be in Scotland this year, but we're having a little family gathering down here.
OK, and what do you do at 6 o'clock when the rest of the country will be settling down to watch Doctor Who? What do you think you'll be doing?
We'll be settling down to watch Doctor Who, of course. How could you consider doing anything else on Christmas Day? I don't understand.
And I've got one final question for you.
Yeah.
What do you buy a Time Lord for Christmas? It's a dilemma that's been bothering us here.
Yes, well...
Anything, what have you got on your Christmas list this year?
Well, I've just moved house, so anything for a kitchen.
Really? Doctor, Doctor Who wants a toaster,
Brilliant.
Everyone.
Brilliant.
I've got a toaster. No, I've got a toaster. I don't need another toaster.
Really? Because we've got thousands of the flipping things. So we're trying to give away Heart Breakfast toasters this morning. Would you like one of those
for
the kitchen?
Toaster,
there
clearly.
We go. How
that
about that?
That would be much better.
Listen, David, it's been an absolute pleasure having you on this morning.
Likewise. Have a lovely Christmas.
And
you too.
You. And get well soon.
Thank you. I am getting well soon, I think. I hope.
David Tennant, everyone.
Yay.
Thanks, David.
Bye-bye.
Cheers. Bye-bye.
Yes.